What are your thoughts on what the Astros did yesterday?
I thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. These guys were cheating for 3 years. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us.
That was the reigning National League MVP, Cody Bellinger, doing what everyone in baseball has done this week. Tee off on the Houston Astros and Commissioner Rob Manfred. As Manfred faces questions over whether he should have done more to punish the team, spring training games are beginning, and all eyes are on Houston. Can the commissioner contain a scandal that seems like it'll never end? Or will the players take things into their own hands? I'm Mina Kimes. It's Friday, February 21st. This is ESPN Daily, presented by ADT. How is Fort Myers?
Hot.
Buster Olney writes about baseball for ESPN and is in Florida covering spring training.
If you've been up in the Northeast all winter and you're used to 30 degrees to come down here in the first days of spring and you're already getting 75, 80 and muggy, it's very different. But, you know, hot not only with the weather, but also with the players.
Whew. Well, let's get into that. Buster, you've been covering baseball a long time. Have you ever seen anything like we've witnessed over the last week?
Absolutely not. Look, I mean, the early days of spring training are usually about who's in good shape, what pitch they worked on during the winter. And here it's just flame throwing.
I know personally I lost respect for those guys. Everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys.
Day after day after day of players being critical. But the part that's so different is the peer-to-peer stuff.
It's damaging to baseball. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
Even through the steroid era, you didn't see this collective anger aimed at one group of players the way we've seen other players so angry with the Houston Astros.
They're angry at the Astros, and they're also angry at Commissioner Rob Manfred, who stepped in it, I think it's fair to say, on Sunday at his first press conference of spring training when he said,
"The idea of, you know, an asterisk or asking for a piece of metal back seems, you know, sort of a futile act."
Justin Turner on the Dodgers was not pleased.
"You know, calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal, I don't know if the commissioner's ever won anything in his life. Maybe he hasn't, but the reason every guy is in this room, the reason every guy is, you know, working out all offseason and showing up to camp early and putting in all the time and effort is specifically for that trophy."
I think we're used to seeing the likes of this directed towards the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. But before now, you know, Manfred's laid pretty low. How has he generally been perceived by the players in the past?
Well, there's no doubt that the relationship between the players in Major League Baseball is at its worst, I think, in like 25 years. You know, what happened in the last time the CBA was negotiated was the owners absolutely routed the players in those talks. You know, getting a lot of advantages, financial advantages, taking a lot of the high ground that the players had owned in the past. And the last couple of years, we've seen that play out in free agency, and veteran players have felt like that when they reach free agency, they're not getting as much money as they should have. So that's sort of been percolating the last couple of years. And then when you have Rob make the comments that he's made about the Astros and his handling of that case, I think all that anger, you know, was built upon.
So he made the metal comment at the beginning of the week. What has he said since then?
Well, he acknowledged when he met with reporters on Tuesday night that he was mistaken in what he said.
"I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way, and I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it."
I actually think that, you know, this was for Rob an important first step because he's made a lot of mistakes in this. Like the fact that in 2017, when you had the Apple Watch situation between the Red Sox and Yankees, he missed an opportunity at that time to draw a line in the sand, to make it clear to everybody, look, sign stealing using electronics is not going to be accepted. He didn't do it in 17. He didn't do it in 18. And let's face it, when you listen to the players, their anger over the fact that members of the Astros weren't disciplined. That's viewed as another mistake. So I thought it was important for Rob finally to acknowledge that he's made mistakes during this process.
The players seem to have a problem with the fact that the Astros players were given immunity. A couple of days ago, Mike Trout said,
"I don't agree with the punishments. You know, the players not getting anything. You know, there was a player driven thing. To cheat like that and not get anything, it's sad to see for sure."
Which is remarkable, Buster, because it's probably the most interesting thing Mike Trout has ever said about something other than the weather. But it seems to be the way a lot of players feel. Why didn't Manfred punish them?
Rob was in a position where this is not like the NCAA, where, you know, the head of the NCAA can come in and basically threaten players into cooperation. Major League Baseball players are represented by the union. And so as they began this negotiation, if they had simply gone in and told the players, look, we're coming in to get the information, it would have been easy for the players to lawyer up and for a lot of the answers to Major League Baseball to be along the lines of, I don't recall, or I didn't hear the banging of the trash can. And there's not really any way to challenge that. And it would have been much more difficult for them to establish information. If you remember, 14 years ago, George Mitchell was commissioned by Bud Selig to investigate the steroid era. He had no cooperation with the players because of the position of the union. And I think that Manfred may have had the same situation if he hadn't given the players immunity. I think one thing that baseball looked at was, boy, we could have litigation, arbitration playing out over the whole summer. At least this is one way to get to the truth quickly, establish what happened, and try to put this in a rearview mirror. That clearly has not been as simple as they anticipated.
Manfred has suggested that the players could have filed grievances because the Astros general manager never sent along the rules.
And I put the clubs on notice as to what exactly the rules were and how they were going to be treated going forward. Among the other failures of that organization, that information never made its way to the players.
How's that possible?
Well, so they just didn't do it. If we had disciplined the players, in all likelihood, we were going to have grievances and grievances that we were going to lose on the basis that we never properly informed them of the rules. So given those two things.
That's exactly right. And that's a sort of a classic thing, because if you remember, like when A.J. Hinch, the Astros manager, did his interview with Tom Verducci, one of the questions Tom asked him was, did Jeff Luhnow tell you about this memo? And AJ's answered very innocently, no, he didn't. The players could have done the same thing. Now, you and I know from a point of view of common sense, that's kind of absurd, because when the Red Sox Apple Watch thing happened in September of 2017, that was out there. Like, it was very public and discussed that Rob Manfred had come down with his discipline and had warned everybody, don't participate in this. But again, we're into lawyer speak now where, well, was I actually told specifically that I wasn't allowed to do A, B, and C? No, I wasn't. I don't recall. And it would have been a morass.
Rob's been commissioner now for 5 years. Buster, is there any chance he doesn't survive this?
No, he's totally fine because of how much money they're making. I mentioned the 2016 collective bargaining agreement, how they were in such an advantageous position when it comes to things like the luxury tax, and they're making money hand over fist. And for that reason, you know, he's fine. When people think about the commissioner, I think casual fans will look at them as being the representative of the sport and representing the interest of fans and players and teams. No. He's a team employee. He works for the owners, and he's been doing a great job at making the owners a lot of money. He's on very solid ground.
Coming up, what should the Astros expect from fans and opposing players at their first spring training game? The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. I mean, just ask the New York Knicks. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast, from healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ESPN Daily. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So, Buster, it seems like some of this negative feedback from fans and players stems from how the Astros themselves have handled this over the last couple of weeks. Do you think that they've made it worse?
Oh, without a doubt. Look, if on the first day that this came out, you had a press conference and AJ Hinch and Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve all came out and they said, you know what? We blew it. We made huge mistakes. We're responsible for those and we're here to own them. Then I think the sport would have moved past this much more quickly. But there is such anger over what was said. I remember getting calls after the first press conference or the press availability that Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve did, in which all Bregman did was refer to the commissioner's report, hide behind the commissioner's report. And there was such anger after AJ Hinch's answers. And then the capper was what Jim Crane, their owner, said last week, saying that, yes, they cheated, but it had no impact.
You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
You know, I've been comparing it to a neighborhood poker game. It's like the Astros have been saying, yeah, we cheated on the first hand, the second hand, the third hand, the fourth hand, but when we won that big pot in the fifth hand, we were playing it straight up. And it's absurd, and other players have been so angered by it.
The other players, the non-Astros, not only want the Astros to be punished, they'd also like the team to be stripped of their title. Aaron Judge, who of course would have been MVP if Jose Altuve didn't get the award in 2017, said this.
I just don't think it holds any value. You cheated and you didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. You know, it wasn't earned. Another team had an advantage that, you know, nothing you can really guard against. That I just don't feel like that's earned it's not earned.
Why didn't Manfred take away the title?
I think he views that as impractical and ineffective. And that's reflected a lot of the conversation that I've had with players that, yeah, you don't want to see members of the 2017 Astros rewarded. But the idea of stripping the title or, you know, taking the championship trophy away, the piece of metal, as Rob referred to it, it doesn't really take them to where they feel like it would make much of a difference. It feels like it's kind of a meaningless gesture.
You wrote a column suggesting that Manfred censure the Astros so that they sort of have to put an asterisk by their World Series title. Do you think that would satisfy the nation's bloodlust for punishment?
No, absolutely not. I do think it would be a way for Rob Manfred, for the angry players, to thread the needle and to have a lasting impact. And there's no question. When you say to one of those angry fans, yes, we're going to censure the Astros, they would look at it as being like a nerd move versus what they feel like that the Astros would deserve. But think about it. If Rob Manfred went to the other 29 owners and asked them for a vote, and it was 29-1 against the Astros, that they're going to censure the 2017 Astros for their actions, for their cheating, and then Rob at that point could forward that to the Players Association and say, look, this is what we did, and we would love to have the players second this vote, and it would be noted in record books going forward. That would be an indelible stain on what that team accomplished. And it wouldn't be, I think, as meaty as stripping them of their title. It wouldn't feel as good as taking away the players' championship rings or taking away their money. But I think that would last a long time and never be forgotten.
So the Astros play their first spring training game tomorrow against the Washington Nationals, the two teams that were in last year's World Series. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like?
It's going to be wild, first off. You know, I was talking with a high-ranking club executive the other day who suggested that you might see teams have, you know, trash can day all around baseball throughout 2020. And we're probably going to get the first feel for that, where someone's going to find a way to get a trash can lit into the ballpark and just be banging on it the whole game. I think people are wondering if right from the get-go they're going to be a bunch of hit-by-pitches and bench-clearing brawls and a hockey game breaking out. I don't think it'll be that way at the outset, but I think that what the Astros are going to experience in terms of fan reaction is not like anything we've ever seen before. It'll be less when they're playing their home games, but I feel like that their 81 road games this year are going to be like 81 perp walks. That every time they go out on a field, they are going to hear it in a way we've never seen before. Look, I covered Roberto Alomar when he went through a spitting incident, and every game thereafter, when he was playing on the road for the rest of his career, he was booed, and it really bothered him. Barry Bonds had similar treatment as he got closer to breaking Hank Aaron's record because of the specter of steroids. But in talking with players on other teams, they really wonder if you're going to see some of the Astros affected by this, especially when you're going through a slump. Because can you imagine, you know, if you're 0 for 10, 0 for 11, that's hard enough to deal with. But then you're walking back to the dugout and you hear 20 voices. What do you need to know what the pitch was? But, you know, do you need someone to bang a trash can? You know, for one day, that might be fine. But for day after day after day, 3 to 4 hours of that type of feedback when you're playing on the road, that's going to be hard.
I live in Los Angeles. I'm not a Dodgers fan, but I'm really tempted to go to a game when the Astros show up just to see how people try to sneak trash can lids into the stadium.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, you've seen stories about how Dodger fans have decided that they're all going to make the trip down to Anaheim the first time that the Astros play at the Angels. In Barry Bonds' last years of his career, the Giants consistently led the major leagues in road attendance. And you know why? Because people wanted to go and boo him. Well, now you have this entire team that has drawn the ire of, you know, fans and other players, and you know that's all going to coalesce day after day this summer.
So I know this is very bad for baseball. It's very bad for Rob Manfred. It's very bad for the integrity of the game. But in a way, is it also kind of good? I mean, I want to watch every Astros game this year.
Yeah, Mina, our first game with our Sunday night group is Angels at Astros. And I know that the ratings for that game are going to be really high because everyone's going to wonder what's going to happen. Big picture, it's not a good thing for baseball that people now look back at the results of the 2017 World Series, the Red Sox winning in 2018, the alleged buzzer situation with Jose Altuve and the Astros in 2019, and wonder if what they saw was real. You do wonder if some fans might just throw their hands up and say, you know what? I'm sick of this. I spent all this money. I watched games. And now you're telling me what I saw wasn't real. They may lose people because of that.
Thanks so much, Buster.
Thanks, Mina.
Coming up, would expanding the NFL playoffs be bad for football? Now you can win a $250,000 home renovation designed by the Scott Brothers and an ADT smart home security system. To enter, just head to ADT.com/pass the protection and tell us what you want to protect. A beautiful home is great, but a safer home is even better. Now's your opportunity to get both. The winner and the winner's home will be featured in an ADT video with the Scott Brothers. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends March 16th. Must be 18 or over and a homeowner as of February 1st, 2020. To learn more about the contest and read the official rules, go to ADT.com/pass the protection. Here's another story I want you to know. Yesterday, the NFL owners met in New York City at a Manhattan hotel and approved a new labor agreement. With two major changes that have sent shockwaves across the league. One would entail adding a 17th regular season game, and the other would expand the playoffs from 12 teams to 14. The NFL Players Association Executive Committee and representatives from all 32 teams are holding a call today to discuss the deal, which would have to be approved by a majority vote from all players. There's much to be discussed about the financial ramifications for both the league and players, the effects on their health, and how this will all affect the sport as a whole. But for now, I only want to talk about one thing, which I imagine isn't going to be a holdup for the players, but has given pause to some fans. The expanded playoff field. Now, some of the blowouts you've seen on Wildcard Weekend in recent years have people concerned that expanding the field would give us a lot of bad football. If we had 14 teams this year, we would have gotten Patrick Mahomes versus Duck Hodges, which doesn't seem fair. The majority of teams that would have gotten in since 2002 would have won around 9 games, which isn't very appealing. But if you dig deeper into the numbers, you'll see that a lot of those teams were actually pretty good. Indeed, in the 5 years before last season, according to Football Outsiders' DVOA stat, which measures efficiency, the 13th seed was better than more than 4 of the teams that ended up making it into the postseason. And 2 of those teams, Baltimore in 2017 and Philadelphia in 2014, were better than half of the playoff field. So while it may feel as though expanding the field is like lowering the minimum GPA to boost college admissions, the quality of play probably won't decline that much. And besides, you know you're going to watch. I'm Mina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. Our show is produced by Michael Baltierra, Troy Farkas, Alexander Hyacinth, Mike Johns, Steve Martin, Ryan Nantel, David Cerosi, Andy Tennant, Eve Tro, Chris Tuminello, and Aaron Vale. I'll talk to you Monday.